Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Download the BetMGM Sports app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game to win $200 in free bets if either team hits a three-pointer. Use code CHAMPION200. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit PDURO.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tooth that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death, called necrosis, due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes 2 injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition, or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased. Ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at PDURO.com or call 877-942-3539.
Goldilocks Productions broadcasts universal cosmic frequencies that unlock, awaken, and expand the consciousness of our worldwide viewers and listeners.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Enjoy the Goldilocks Productions presentation of the In the Psychic Flow Show with Carol Ann Carey.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to In the Psychic Flow. I am your host, Carol Ann Carey. Thank you for joining us tonight. You can check out my website on carolanncarey.com. And if you are on YouTube or listening, my name is spelled CarolAnCarey.com. And I hope you will consider me your spirit connection. I'm doing the show tonight myself. I'm trying to adjust my camera here so you don't see my messy kitchen. I'm used to having guests on recently, and we had a great time last week with Psychic Joanne Leo and Kelly Jo Psychic, and we're going to have some more exciting shows coming up, I hope, for the summer. Hope you had a great long weekend, and thank you to all of those people that have, men and women that have served to give us our freedom. Thank you so much. We are indebted to you, and I hope everyone is enjoying the beginning of summer. Getting hot here. We finally got some rain. And I guess that's about all the news that's exciting at the moment. As I book people, I will let you know. We are now on Rumble and Venmo. So we're going to have Tiffany said she would post those links so that you can see them. just in case something should happen, you know, with YouTube or whatever, and it gives us better exposure. So I think that's wonderful. I'm on Rumble quite a bit. I enjoy it. Venmo, wherever you pronounce it, not familiar with it really, but I'm going to check it out. What else did I want to tell you? I guess that's about it. We have a few people joining, so I'll do some little psychic chit-chat and some readings tonight. Hi, Linnell. Hi, Carol. Love your hairstyle tonight. She said, oh, thank you. I finally figured out what to do with it. I got a haircut a couple of weeks ago, and it's starting to grow in a little bit. Sometimes it gets a little too short, you know. But I was able to actually do something with it tonight. Hi, Linnell. Thank you for that compliment, Carol. Hi, Ruth Saltman. How are you? Wonderful to have another co-host, a show host on here. And Linnell is one of our frequent flyers. We enjoy having her always. Veronica B. Hi. Love the blue. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You guys are always so nice to me. Thank you very much. What did I want to talk to you about tonight? Let's see. We've got a lot of stuff going on in the world. So I like to do this hour as part of a get away from it all kind of thing and connect with your loved ones in spirit. Hi, Heidi. How are you? I know we have a lot going on. It's very hard to avoid it. I think getting some guidance from the spirit world always helps. That's how I feel about it. A lot of people miss their families at different holidays, and we're coming up onto, you know, before you know, 4th of July will be here, and then Labor Day, and then the winter holiday. So, and I always seem to miss my family more at that time than any time at all. Although I notice there'll be times when I'm doing things and not even thinking about it. And this happened to me about a week ago. I kind of felt, I was thinking about my dad. And he died when I was about, just before I got married the first time. I was, how old was I? 19. And it just, for some reason, I thought of him. And it's like, you know, it came into my consciousness and something we did together or talking about something. And it hit me like behind the knees, you know, that feeling when it takes you out unexpectedly. It was one of those moments. And so I know what that feels like. You know, grief never really goes away, but it seems like you adapt to the loss and you learn how to deal with it, but you never stop missing them. But I just want to reassure everyone, love never dies. So remember that your family in spirit is close to you and you can talk to them as well. So with that, let's see if anybody wants a reading. Hearts Love Joe. Hi, Hearts Love Joe, of course. Hi, Linnell, thank you for your super sticker. Forgot to mention we have a super sticker feature on YouTube. And if you would like to do that, did I bring my cards down here today? Might have somewhere. I will give you an extra, maybe I'll do a psychic reading on that as well as contact with your loved ones. Let's see. Let's see what happens. So we have Ruth joining us, Linnell, Carol, Veronica B, Heidi to Universe. Veronica B, we said, Hearts Love Joe. I don't know if I've ever, Nancy Gary. Gary, is that how I say it? Gary. Hi, welcome. And I want to ask if Jackson misses me and are we going to reach out to me? We are in no longer contact. Okay. Hearts Love Joe. Love a reading, Ruth. Okay. Welcome if you're new to the show. And if you're driving home from work or you're just listening while you're cooking dinner or something, I read the validations that we get. I like to get validation. If I give you a message, I'll probably end up giving everybody a message tonight. Sending love and joy today is, no worries, Veronica, no worries. Oh, what I was saying about the super sticker, which we have Linnell as our first one up. If you care to join that, you are under no obligation. But of course, all the show hosts enjoy that because it's like giving them a little tip and it helps them pay their expenses for the show. So we appreciate that. So I want to thank you in advance for doing that and appreciate you. All right, I'm getting a whole dissertation from Hearts Love Joe. And hi, Laura Romero. I will get to you, Hearts Love Joe. I will get to you. So I'll probably just call you Joe. Hello from Laura, Irene, and Marcello. Thank you so much for joining us, Laura. Another show host on here. It's always a compliment to have you guys on. So let me start with, and as I was saying, I will read the validations that we get so that you don't think I'm crazy. I'm talking to dead people and just making it up. I like to have validation from who I read. And that helps everybody, helps me, helps them. It allows you to know that I'm getting evidence of your loved ones in spirit and that I'm actually talking to them and what they have to say to you. So, and the result is the reason I do mediumship and fell in love with it about 15 years ago now, was the comfort and the peace that it gives those of us that are still here, the survivors, you know what I mean? Those of us left behind, if you will. And I found it a great comfort when I received messages from spirit, and it became my life purpose. And I really enjoy doing this work. Liked and subscribed. Thank you so much, Joe. All right. And Nancy Gary is on. Gary is on here. Joanna. Great. Okay. So let me get started with Linnell first. Always have it, you know, when I look at you, Linnell, I have this, some of the same people. Oh, and congratulations on your move, by the way. I read that, I think, on Facebook. Good for you. And I hope you have some luck if you're playing the tables out there in Nevada. So good luck for you. You know, the brand new start, I kind of get like what I'm actually seeing is I'm seeing like a windows like this, like old fashioned windows that would open out like this. And I feel like, yay, you know, and the sunshine coming in. When I look at you, I know I'm familiar with some of your spirit people because I've read for you before. And I always have Motorcycle Man. I call him a good friend of yours. He's a pip. I just enjoy him so much. And I always feel familiarity with your grandmother who you were close to. That much I know. So I'm putting that out there that I have read Linnell before and I know a few of these spirit people. I don't know if I've spoken with your dad, but I've been meaning to say something about your father the last few times we spoke on the show. I'm not sure why that is. I don't know why he's coming in particular. And I don't know why I have not spoken to him before. Maybe I have, but I don't recall. I have a father and a grandfather here. And I want to say there's a distance or there was some kind of estrangement or many miles distance, something like that, inferring some kind of distance here. So I'm coming forward. And I have someone with a big walking stick. So if this is dad or granddad, don't know. But not like one you would use to support yourself while you're walking around the house. But one like a big one like that you would use maybe hiking or something. So I don't know if that is significant. But I feel kind of scientific here. So I'm not sure who I have in particular. I'm hoping it'll flesh out a little bit more. The general popular opinion is, thank God you moved. I don't know why I'm saying this, and I hope that you can take that message. It's like, thank God you moved. A lot of good things to happen. And you, as anybody knows, I feel like you're a gypsy at heart because you keep moving. Again, I get the feeling that you keep moving. So I don't know what the purpose of the move was, but I feel there's a big freedom coming on here. Spending a little extra time with Linnell because she's our super sticker tonight, which I appreciate. Talking about the bedroom, I feel that you have some contact with spirit in the bedroom. And I also feel there's like a little garden area. Correct me if I'm wrong. Let me know, Linnell, if I'm on the right path with any of this. She's probably driving, so she probably doesn't have time to answer me. Let's see if I get anything from her. Thanks, darling. Okay. I feel like a little garden area here, like with flagstones. I have a thing with flagstones lately. In New York, where I grew up, New York State, they were plentiful. Slate, you know that slate that you put down? Here in Florida, it's like, you know, I think I have to go down south Florida to get them. And I don't know where they get them from because there's no slate here in Florida naturally, you know. But you take that for granted up there, rock walls and stuff like that. I really kind of miss that. But I'm seeing a little spot. And the grasses or some kind of moss or something is growing in between the slates. And so I don't know if this is here on the earth plane or if this is on the other side. And I'm standing there. So I don't know who I am, whose eyes I'm seeing the world through, what view I'm seeing, who I'm seeing through. But I do feel this walking stick, like something a hiker would use or a shaman, something of that nature. So let me know if you can take that, Linnell. Thank you for saying that. It's very, thank you for saying that. If you have any validation, if you're able to say anything, comments, let me know. Let me get to a little bit of the psychic part of this little mini reading here. I feel as if Reno is like it's like your lucky place. And I'm not just saying that because they have casinos, etc. But I feel like it's a lucky place. I'm also seeing a pickup truck go here. I'm trying to do a psychic reading and I get spirit things going through as I'm trying to talk. So somebody's very adamant about speaking here, but they're not coming that forward. So I do see a dad and a granddad. I want to talk about, there was a distance. I want to kind of apologize for that. I don't know what that was about, or an estrangement. I feel like there's some kind of divide, family divide of some sort. And it could be because of distance, or it could be emotional. I'm not sure. But I want to let you know that they are very pleased that you have moved, and that this psychically, I feel, is a very lucky part for you. I also feel, as I've mentioned before, singing, recording, and talking. So there's a lot of good things coming here for you, Linnell. Please keep us apprised of what's going on. And God bless you. You have a lot of people in spirit that are talking to you. And hi, Richard Riddle. Nice to see you. Hi, Robin. Nice to see you. Okay, so if I get anything else, I will go back to that. Okay, let me start at the top and work our way down. Ruth is here, and Ruth had wanted a message. Now, I have to remind you that I don't always remember your spirit people. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I feel familiar, pardon me, with this lady. I feel like I know her. I feel like I have an older lady here. Pardon me. I think I've had her before. I think I had her last week. Let's see. She's showing me the pies again. I think this is her. I had these absolutely perfect pies. With the indentation, I can see it very clearly. And I don't know if she made blueberry pie, but that's kind of what I'm seeing. I'm seeing, oh God, that's so, I love blueberries. So I'm kind of seeing that. And she would make different combinations as well. I feel I've also got a pecan here with something. I feel like a coconut cake. It's all about the food for me, people. Sorry, but food is one of the ways that spirit communicates. They show either what they meant that they baked, or they enjoyed spending quality time with family over food. You know, that's when everyone gathered. So she's talking about that. And I also have a coffee cup here, a cup and saucer. I have a feeling I'm with a grandmother, Ruth. Let me know. And I'm talking about an aunt as well. So you may have an aunt over there. Let me know if that is possible. Hi, Nicole. Nice to see you. Goodness gracious. Thank you and Richard Riddle. Okay, I'll get Richard. I'm going to get you next. Okay, hon. Ruth, I don't know if I have said this to you before, but I have a feeling there's a story. I know you're going to do a book. I think we all agree on that. Another book. You are an author. Transformational Soul is her show. I had Ruth on as a guest a couple of weeks ago. She was dynamite. And I look forward to her teaching some stuff, particularly about writing. I can't wait. Maybe I'll get motivated off my laziness. Hi, Kavita. I feel as if the message is coming, and I'm talking about a spirit guide as well, Ruth. There's also a spirit guide that they're talking about. Your family and spirit is talking about. And I have the word Tennessee here for somebody. I don't know why. Let me stop. Ask them to stop flooding me, and let me just get this a moment. I feel as though your grandmother is talking about telling a story about something. I think you're going to write about a family story, and they could just be memories, but it's very touching. And I feel, oh, Linnell says she's back. Sounds like your grandma, Ruth says. Okay. I feel like you're going to write about a story about your family, maybe make a fictional account of it or something about this, but there's something remarkable and that people could benefit from. So I'm going to let you chew on that, okay? I'm not really sure. I'm just relaying the message. My mistake is I'm trying to interpret what she's telling me, and I really shouldn't do that. I should just give you what I'm getting. Oh, okay. We got some good feedback from Linnell, so we will hit that, and then I'll go to Richard. Ruth, the books are, once you get that, you've gotten the hang of this now, and I kind of feel as if you have certain gifts that, and the way you present it, make it very accessible to people, to like everyday people like myself, who haven't, you know, I've tried, made some stabs at writing, but I'm not like, once I start, I go like 12, 16 hours at a clip and re-edit and re-edit and re-edit and re-edit. And then I had to stop because the subject matter was kind of debatable. And I don't know if I'm going to bother going back to that. But I don't love it like I need to write every day, you know. So that doesn't really make me an author. But you, I feel it's a continuous, it's like you're so tapped in. It would be remiss of you not to continue going. And I'm getting the numbers 3 to 5. So I think you got 3 to 5 books in you. Good luck with that. Good luck, Ruth. Okay, we'll move more. Oh, no, Linnell. Okay, so Linnell is just giving me some feedback. She's so glad I moved. Yes, she may move some more. And she has made a garden area. So good. Thank you for that validation. I really appreciate it. And there was something at her, Linnell's stepdad made me a walking stick. Well, thank you very much. So I guess that's who we're talking about, or they're trying to give me some validation. Lynn, I brought my drones with me. And Linnell is a gypsy soul. That's true, Tiffany says. Slate stones. That's right, Linnell. Thank you. I think she says, I brought my stones with me. I think that's what she's talking about. And she has made a garden area. So thank you so much for that validation. Thank you for joining the show. All right. Let me get... Oh, what was I saying, Linnell? They're glad that you moved. You're going to be very fortunate there. I hope you stay put for a little bit. And they were commenting on your garden. So you validated all that. So thank you very much. And Ruth said, sounds like a grandmother. Richard Riddle. Okay, let me get into this a little bit. Richard, thank you so much for your super sticker tonight. I appreciate you, as always, and your cheery good morning and good nights on Facebook. Thank you so much. Someone is calling you a lifesaver. So are they saying the word lifesaver like the candy? Did you have someone who would bring you lifesavers, or are you an actual lifesaver? Like I'm getting the thing you throw in the pool if somebody's having difficulty or off a ship. I'm getting the round white thing, donut. Excuse me. I don't cough all day, and then I start doing this. Must be the dust blowing around in here. I was telling Tiffany I really haven't cleaned. I've been working outside like a lunatic. Someone is calling you a lifesaver, and I don't know why that is, Richard. And I'm being shown, I think we validated that we have you have a grandmother in spirit, and I want to say something about mom. I don't know why. Could be mom's birthday or could be grandmom related to mom's side. So let me know. And I think she's familiar to both of us. I think I've talked to her before, and I think that you had a very good relationship, as I recall, very close. She's showing me a tarot card, and I'm not sure which one it is. If anybody is familiar with the Rider-Waite deck, I don't always recall. I see the picture, but I don't recall what this the suit is. I guess it's cups. You have the three maidens holding cups. Would that be three cups? Please let me know. You know which one I'm talking about. Maybe Richard doesn't, but some people on here probably do. It's funny, they only show me that deck in tarot. I wonder why. Well, I guess because that's universal, sort of like a universal language. That tarot deck in particular. So I'm being shown that, which to me means they are celebrating an occasion on the other side, or they are celebrating you. So I want to let you know, Richard, they are very proud. I have some women in spirit here. So I have a grandmother and I have two others. Whoops, there goes a fly. That are celebrating over there. And I don't know if you have a birthday coming, but I want to say something about a birthday. So, Richard, I don't know if you have a birthday coming up, honey. And yes, your grandma passed. Good. Thank you very much. Three of Cups. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you. Three of Cups. What does Three of Cups mean? Three of Cups. I'm taking it to be what she's showing me, the tarot card. I hope I'm making sense. I must sound like a lunatic tonight. I have three people in spirit, three women in spirit that are very happy and celebrating, and they're showing me that tarot card. That's unusual. I don't know why they would be doing that, but that's what she's doing to get my attention. Richard, they are very proud of everything that you're accomplishing. And I also feel I see you in a tank top outside, so I don't know if it's for a march or a walk or a get together. Okay, so they're saying they're going to be with you at this event. And they cherish you. What else can I say about this? Let me give a little psychic impression here. Let me see what they're telling me. They're still talking about promotion. They're still talking about your value. But I also feel there's your personal side, your other life, as you would, that there's more adventure to come. And I feel you're outside in the warm weather in a tank top with a bunch of other people. And there's a celebration, or there is, I feel it's a very happy time. It's not a serious event. It's a very happy time. Could be a parade or a get together. So they're talking about that. And I get the month of July. So Richard, let me know if any of this makes sense to you. I enjoy you as ever. Robin says cups have to do with your emotion. And Nancy says that card means celebrating. So I think there's some kind of celebration. I think that's what they're getting at, Richard. So let me know. Oh, Pride Month. Pride. Yes, of course. Okay, so you may be attending something, and it's a happy celebration. And Robin says, Three of Cups are people coming together to focus on common emotional goals. Very good. Thank you all for your help. I really appreciate that. As I said, I started tarot many years ago, and I had to drop it because I would keep flipping the cards until I get what I wanted. That's not how it's done. So I understand the basis, and I appreciate people who really are very knowledgeable about that subject. And so thank you very much. I had to stop doing it. Linnell says she's coughing all of a sudden too. You know why? I feel like I have pipe smoke in here. So I'm gonna pass that on to you, Linnell. Maybe somebody was a pipe smoker. So Richard, I want to let you know, June or July. I think it's July. June and July always give me a hard time because I get JU and I'm not sure which month it is. I'm kind of leaning towards July. So I don't know if there's an event coming up like 4th of July or something, but I think you're going to be there and you're going to have a wonderful time. It's not okay. I feel, oh no, don't worry, Nicole. No problem. I'll get to you. I'll have to speed it up. Okay. So I got my super check, super sticker people. Thank you very much. Veronica. Okay, Veronica. Thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it. Says she loves the blue. Thank you very much. Veronica. What's across the pond? Do you have relatives across the pond, Veronica? Or are you from Australia? I forget. I want to talk about across the pond. Now, I take that as to mean the UK, but I could be wrong. I'm getting a pond with the grasses that grow, you know, those beautiful grasses that produce the, what do they call those, ducktails? Whatever those things are. Love them. I can't remember the name. Cattails, duh. When you're in this, doing this work, you're sort of like 1 foot over there and 1 foot over here. So if I'm zanier than normal, that's probably why. I'm seeing that and I'm feeling like I have someone across the pond. There are fir trees, so I don't know if this, I'm going to let you interpret it. I don't feel it means across the pond, UK. It could, so I'm going to let you interpret that. But that's what I'm seeing. And I have a gentleman, and I have a warm kind of a flannel faded out shirt on. You know, he feels familiar too. And he's got fishing lures here. And I have somebody that I have a loaf of fresh baked bread right out of the oven. Okay, here's a switch in time. I want to talk about your tires. Don't be talking to me about my tires. I got my new tire already. I don't want any more problems with tires this month. So I think the message is for you, Veronica. Something about tires. So I don't know if they're referring to a new car or if you got new tires or you need new tires. So I'm going to let you handle that one. I feel as if, and there's a beautiful feather here too. And I want to talk about geese. So I think we're talking about, of course, I'm sure they have geese in the UK too. But I feel as if North American or Canadian. I don't know why I'm saying this. Okay, so the beautiful feather here.
Is your savings just sitting there? Well, put it to work. A premium online savings account from PenFed earns way more than the national average, so you can get your savings working on earning you a vacation or a new kitchen or that fancy exercise mirror. Apply at PenFed.org/savings. Premium online savings account holders must agree to electronic delivery of account opening disclosures and monthly statements. $5 minimum required to open account. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA. PenFed's got great rates
for everyone. Dunkin' Refreshers are the perfect way to get a little more out of your day. With more tropical flavors like new mango pineapple and more ways to get glowing, available with green tea, coconut milk, or lemonade, you've got what you need to make the most out of every moment. Even the ones spent stuck in traffic. What a beautiful day. Sip into all your favorite Dunkin' refreshers, like new mango pineapple. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Additional charges may apply.
So he's being, this gentleman is being adamant about delivering a message. So let me know if you have an older gentleman in spirit, feels grandfatherly, and I feel very outdoorsy, and I think I have met him before. Let me know if that resonates with you. And the message that I'm getting, let me do this, start doing this the way I'm supposed to do it. The message that I'm getting is, I read your message. Are you writing? Oh, I'm supposed to be keeping track of who I have. Oh, I forgot. That's what happens when I don't do the show every week. I forget what I'm doing. I had guests last week and the week before, and now I'm like, well, I feel like you're writing, Veronica, and somebody in spirit is reading it. Okay? No worries. No worries. Okay. So let me know if you can take that. All right. Let me get back here. I need a manager. I need a secretary. I need a housekeeper. Hi, Heidi. So thank you, Veronica, for joining us tonight. Heidi, you had a question. I better step it up here because I won't make it to the end. I think I had a question for me. Oh, thank you, Veronica. I'm Australian. Across the pond is what we call New Zealand. Duh. Okay, well, that shows you right there. When spirit's giving you something, don't question it because they're adamant. So I don't know why I'm getting that. I hope it makes sense to you. Thank you for clarifying that for all of you who are not watching on YouTube. Veronica is sharing with me and validating that she is Australian, and across the pond is what they call New Zealand. That would make sense. Okay. From here in America, we think across the pond is the UK. Okay. Thank you for letting me know that. That is important. Okay. Got it. Thank you so much. So I have that gentleman. And the message that he is talking about, I keep getting tires. So, Veronica, keep an eye on the car. Okay. All right. Where am I? Thank you for bearing with me as I scan through here. I think I have Carol next. Yes, Carol. Thank you for your compliment on my hair. Oftentimes I can't do anything with it and it's sticking up all over the place. So I appreciate that. Thank you. Carol, I want to talk about something French, France. Why is that? I want to talk about mom and I want to talk about something French. I feel very French. I feel Coco Chanel. I feel Paris. Why am I getting this? Let me know. I feel as if, and I want to say something about like the House of Dior or the House of Windsor or something like that. The House of, you know, meaning that. Please let me know if that works. I'm just scanning these. Oh, Ruth Saltman, one of our show hosts, who's an author, said, that's really good, Carol Ann. Currently, I have 4 more books planned, and that would make a total of 5. Thank you for that validation, Ruth. I appreciate that. And Linnell says, I just sold that house that had the moss in between the slates. Couldn't take it with me. But I did bring some, and I walk on them in the garden daily. Thank you. Thank you for that. All right, let me just scan these. No idea. No idea? Okay. What was I talking about? Paris. Okay. So someone is speaking about something French. I don't know if they were French or if they went to France or if you have a desire to go to France. But there's something French here. So there's a connection. Now, I just got the word genealogy and I'm watching some shows. I'm seeing some shows that I have watched in the past about like exploring your roots or whatever. So, Carol, I want to put that out to you. I don't know if this makes sense. And Veronica said, oh, I don't know if this makes sense. at the moment, but it might. If it comes to you, let me know. It could be a trip for the future, or it could be there's a French connection that maybe we're not previously aware of it. And I have a gentleman here, Carol. Is your dad passed? Let me know. Okay. Now, Veronica is sharing with me, I had mentioned her writing, and Spirit was seeing what she's writing and is getting your messages. And she's saying she's practicing automatic writing. So that's validation for me. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Veronica. Keep going with that. And she says, I have a new car and I have to be careful with the thin tires and hitting curbs. Okay, there we go. So there was concern about the tires. All right, we got that. So I hope that you can follow some of this. I give validation when I get it. Hearts love Joe. Okay, Joe, it's your time. Joanna, finally getting to you. I apologize. I got to work really quick. I'm saying the word, I want to say the word grandpa. I want to say grandpa. So if you have a grandfather in spirit, let me know. I have this older gentleman and I have, and I get the word sort of concern. I want to say something about concern for you. Jackson. Oh, okay. She has a question. Okay. We will go there. So I want to let you know that I have this older gentleman who I am interpreting is a grandpa, and I'm getting the word grandpa. So let me know if you have grandpa in spirit. And there is concern for you. Your question to me is, wanted to ask if Jackson misses me and is going to reach out to me. We are not in contact. You know, I kind of feel there's a distance. I feel like he's away or something like that, or going away. Let me share this with you, Joanna. Yeah, I'm not the relationship expert by any stretch, but I'm going to say this to you, okay? I'm just going to share what I'm getting. He's not the one, all right? I can recommend Psychic Joanne Leo and Kelly Jo Psychic. They'll tell you, plain and simple. But my impression is he is not the one. So if you're thinking that, you know, I don't want to disillusion you, but I don't think he's the one, because I feel, unless I'm describing Jackson, you let me know. I have somebody who has a long legs and a long stride, is the impression that I'm getting. And somebody who's very artistic. If that is Jackson, let me know. But I kind of don't think it is. Okay. So I'm sorry to say that, but the best is yet to be. And I don't believe it's with him. But like I said, I recommended two other psychics who are exceptional at this, and they would be very helpful to you. Okay, so that's what I got. I'm sorry to make it short and blunt. If I get anything else, I will let you know. Let me get back up because I got to try to get as many people in as I can. And let me see. This grandpa is still coming in with concern, and I don't know why I'm getting medical, and I don't think he means your health. I don't know if you, I feel like you have to finish something, like you have to finish school, you have to finish something. So Joanna, you let me know. Nancy Gary is next. Nancy. Nancy, let me know about dad. Do you have a dad in the spirit world? I'm getting the word dad, father, dad. And I'm getting some kind of like a pizzeria, a restaurant, or somebody who cooked Italian, Nancy. So, or somebody who liked Italian food. I feel like I have dad. I want to talk about dad. And I have a pup, a dog on the other side, and I'm seeing collar. And this is a black black and a different color, maybe graying. It looks like black to me, dark. And I have a muzzle that's graying, but what he's doing is his collar is jingling. His tags are jingling, and he's like right here, like right here. And I want to let you know that I love you, and I come visit you, and I am safe. So I want to say that to you, Nancy. Let me know if you can take that. I have to speed up, guys, because I will be behind forever. I will not be forgiven. I wonder if he likes me more as a friend more than just a friend. I would not go. I don't think so, Joanna. I'm sorry. I don't think so. And if he's not head over heels for you, he's not the right person. Nancy, I want to say to you, this dog is absolutely adamant about being here. I love you. I'm safe. And I feel like I have like white on my paws a little bit too. Let me know if you could take, it's not a big dog, but it's like saying medium, maybe medium size. All right. Who's next here? We got Linnell, we got Richard, we got Rob. I guess I could go to Nicola's here. Did I skip anybody? Got Veronica. Heidi. Okay. And don't forget we're on Rumble. Don't forget. Laura Romero. What would a show be without reading my wonderful show hosts, Ruth and Laura Romero? I don't know if anybody played hockey or liked hockey, but I feel like I'm in hockey here. Like I have the helmet with the things, and or maybe it's lacrosse, something like that. Hockey, lacrosse. I have this stick with like a net thing on it. So I don't know if that's a goalie thing or what that is. Is that lacrosse? No, I don't think so. Maybe it's hockey. And it feels cold, so it must be hockey. This is from one of the brothers. A lot of healing light to you. Laura's show is Angels in Healing Light. So please check her and Ruth's show out, Transformational Soul, on Goldilocks Productions. Let's see. I don't know why I'm getting that. Maybe this is something they used to do. So I have the brothers Double Trouble. And I'm getting skating, so it has to be hockey. So I know one of them loved hockey, played hockey, was involved in hockey. Something about high school. Laura, I'm being shown a picture of you from your high school yearbook. I don't know why. And your old, the taller brother is saying to me, Laura has two brothers in spirit. Walt is one of them, and I forget the other name. One is tall and one is, and one is shorter, and they're as unique in personality as night and day. They are so funny and I enjoy them very much. The older brother is saying, you don't look any different than you did in high school. They show me your hair. So I don't know if you're still wearing your hair longer, but they like to kid you. And I think for Christmas, you're talking about hanging something in the entryway of your new home. And it's I feel like I have a high ceiling and I want to hang a Christmas bell or something there. So I'm just sharing that. So they like that idea. So let me know if you can take that. Robin, I haven't gotten to Robin. Robin. Rockin' Robin, you and your posts are so funny. I just shared something in a group. I have too many Facebook pages. I don't know why I have so many. I don't think I realized I think I have like four, just like dumb. But one of them is a psychic medium of Sarasota, which is my business name. I have a group there. I have that group and I shared it in that group. It was so funny. I can't remember what I said right now, but Robin, it was hilarious. Thank you so much for that. You are the bomb. Robin. Oh, you just lost your mother, didn't you, dear? That's right. She's talking about a brother. So I don't know if mom had a brother or she's talking about you have a brother, but I'm getting the word brother. And you know, the song that I'm getting, Robin, is Bye Bye Blackbird. And I don't know why I'm getting that. I almost feel like she's saying to me, that's a really old song. That goes back. And that I don't think would be your mother's generation, but the generation before. So she may be with her mom or her family, but it's like Bye Bye Blackbird. And that's a, it's, she's saying to you in relationship to her passing, it's sort of like, pack up all your cares and woes, I think is part of that, is the lyrics to that song. Don't worry about me, dear. Take care of yourself. She goes, you know, I'm not gone. So I just want to remind you of that. And I'm commenting on some beautiful color swirly artwork. So I think that's for you, unless it's for Kavita. But I feel there's an expression, some kind of painting or something going on here with you, Robin. Lots of luck with that. Goodness gracious. I bet I'm going to Kavita with that. Goodness gracious. I forget her name now. Goodness gracious is Anita? Amy? So funny what I'm getting. I have this older lady in spirit who I almost feel Italian. I have a lot of Italian people in spirit here tonight. Probably because I talk with my hands and they relate to that. I don't know. And I love Italian food. I feel very full figured here. And I'm talking about the upper part of the body for a female. Okay. So I have somebody who's very busty. All right. And I feel like I'm hustling around. I'm always busy doing things. So I feel as if this is for you. Oh, I forgot Nicole. I got to get back to Nicole, right? Let me know if you have someone in spirit. The message I'm just going to let you know, this is for goodness gracious. And there's bread slice and it's in a basket with a cloth napkin. So I don't know if this is the way they serve things or if this is the same person I'm getting, but I feel that this message is for you, goodness gracious. I hope that you can take this. It's more like, I want to say more home style eating than you have done in the past. So I don't know if you've been cooking or what, but I feel as if, and I'm being shown like vegetable soup and things like this. I feel as if this is a good message for you and that you will understand what that's about. So I'm going to let that go. I only have about 11 minutes, so I got to hustle here. Kavita. Kavita. Hi, Kavita. How are you, hon? Yes, Maine will be. Should I go to Maine in August? Yes. Now, you know that they had some great white sharks just spotted off the coast of Maine, believe it or not. I saw that in the news or YouTube or something. I'm just putting that out there. I have only been to Maine once for a few days, and I remember the rocky shore was amazing, how rocky it was. He's big. There's like no beach there, you know? But it's such an interesting landscape. And I see like moss covered rocks and it's chilly. Even like when the sun goes, even in the summer, the sun goes behind the mountains, it's cool. So I don't know if you're going like camping, glamming, or if there's some talk about that, or if it's a conference, kind of getting a mix of both. And I hear music, so definitely, I think you're going to have a good time. Are you talking about going in September? Are you talking about August? Okay. Between August and September, I'm getting. So it might be mid-August. I think that would be an interesting trip. Let me put it that way. It's going to be a good trip. A little bit of a delay on something, but I think you're going to have a good time. All right. Now I had forgotten. Hold on. I forgot Nicole. Right? I forgot Nicole. Nicole? I'm being shown a picture of koi fish, you know, those beautiful oriental fish that people have in special ponds. I used to work for a garden center, and we used to sell a lot of koi in the ponds. I'm being shown that, so I don't know why. I don't know if you have one, but I feel like it's a very refreshing sound for you, and I feel as if it is of interest. There are beautiful, I don't know if you're walking in a Japanese garden or botanical gardens, but I'm just seeing this pretty prevalent. And I get the feeling that I have a female in spirit here, Nicole. I may have spoken to them before, but they wouldn't appear this way to me if I have. I'm kind of getting, I don't know if this is a memory or it refers to botanical gardens or it is of some interest to you. But I have a woman here who is incredibly fond, who used to wear a sweater, button-down cardigan, and it was kind of almost like a mohair, you know, it's not like a knit, but like a mohair. And I feel like she wore this frequently. And I feel like I have knitting needles or some kind of work going on here in her hands. Her hands are busy. And I just want to say, and now I'm getting, this is cute. I'm getting this song by Stevie Wonder. I just called to say I love you. So I'm going to leave that way. Okay. I hope you can take that message. I got Kavita. I got Nicole. Got Robin. Got Linnell. Who am I missing? Richard, got Richard, got Nancy, right? Got Nicole. No, you don't bug me every week, Nicole, no problem. Where am I? You're welcome. Thank you for all the validation. You guys are tremendous. Thank you with that. Carol couldn't take her. She doesn't get the French connection. That was the name of a movie. I'm telling you, Carol, there's something here with France. French or France? Oh, I was going to read Heidi next. Did I read Heidi? Thank you, Veronica. I've been skipping around. Let me see. Did I miss anybody? Nancy, Laura, I got. Wonderful. Thank you. You're welcome. Oh, that what Robin is telling me. You're welcome. Lost my mother. She had a brother, and I have a stepbrother. Okay. Robin says, wow, my mother did play that song. She played it on the piano. She made colorful art, and I am doing spirit art. Thank you, Carol Ann. Her brother is in spirit, and my stepbrother has cancer. A lot of healing for your brother. Okay, so she is well aware. Thank you for sharing all that, Robin. I appreciate the validation. Sugar Magnolia. Kavita, not sure if I should go with this particular friend. I have 6 minutes. Let me see here. Who did I skip? Not sure if I should go with this particular friend. It's doable because of who you are. It'll be an experience. I think you're going to enjoy yourself anyway. Just make up your mind to enjoy yourself. Okay. And if you can switch out that friend, that's okay too. Or bring a third person. Hearts love Joanna. The way you describe him is correct. He has long legs and draws like me. Okay. That was the gentleman that I said. I think his name is Jackson. I'm not so sure about. And the reason I'm not so sure about is because, and why I'm getting a message, I think it was your grandpa, guarding your heart. This guy might be a love him and leave him type, you know? So if he's not showing you immediately that he's he can't go a day without thinking about you, that he's persistent, if he's not persistent, you know, one way love sucks, honey. Been there. Got married twice like that. Please make sure the guy that you fall for falls for you first. Okay, Nicole said yes. Heidi, read Kim next. Sugar Mags. I think I did, didn't I? Sugar Magnolia. Whoops, I got 4 minutes. Sugar Magnolia. I forget what her name is now. So he is no good. Yep. Well, I'm not saying he's no good. I'm just saying he may not be the best for you. I can tell you from experience, if a guy does not fall completely for you, is not persistent, doesn't want to talk to you, or it doesn't want to take you out, where are you going? You're not going anywhere with that. You deserve better than crumbs, you know? So if you're not first and foremost in his mind, he's not the one. Read Heidi next. Sugar Magnolia. Yeah, forget Sugar's name. Sugar Magnolia. Sugar Magnolia. Someone's swimming here in the spirit world. I don't know if you've been swimming or they're talking about swimming. And this is kind of funny. I have swimmies on, so I don't know if someone taught you to swim or if you're into swimming. But I'm also seeing your spine, you know, the S curve of your spine for some reason. I think it's your spine. Or if someone had it from the spirit world had a problem with their spine and swimming was the answer. I'm not sure. But I'm going to present that. I feel as if something is tight and needs to be loosened physically. So I hope that you are aware of that. I'm not diagnosing. I'm just giving you some information. And I'm seeing swimming in a pool, like indoor pool. So Sugar Magnolia, I don't know if that is you. And I feel it's strengthening. So I don't know if this is what you need to do physically. I'm gonna leave you with that. I'm not diagnosing, just relaying information. And I feel you were recently, I'm being shown something knitted, very soft, or crocheted, or lacy. Very soft, like baby pink or baby yarn. Something you would, like for a baby. So I don't know if you have this or this was made for you, but I'm being shown this, and it's like laying on a cat over the back of a couch or a chair. So I just want to pass that on. I don't know if they're coming in visitation and seeing this in your home. Wanda Springer says, you are amazing. Always grateful when I can jump on live, Nicole. Probably grandma and my mom's mom. Okay. And Joanna says, oh, I understand. Thank you for the reading. Good night, Richard. Thank you for all the wonderful messages. I am at 9 o'clock, people. I am so sorry. I was so into what I'm doing. Thank you for joining me tonight. Come back next week. If you didn't get a reading this week, come back next week and we'll see what we can do about that. Have a wonderful week. God bless. Bye.
Become a Goldilocks Productions VIP patron.
Receive exclusive access to live stream special
and other epic perks.
Join the Goldilocks Productions VIP community today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.